coming to me at Candy Con, just for you. Sucker, 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 at Candy Con. At Candy Crisp. At Candy Stick. Stick it in your mouth. Don't take it out. You want me, I want you. It's no romance.
Okay, this is the Grunt Free Podcast, Episode 1. This is the official gaming podcast of GruntFreePress.com. An independent gaming news, reviews, and random rants podcast. And I'm just going to apologize here in advance. I know it's really obnoxious to hear one person talking on a podcast. I don't like it. Myself, I mean, if you can't stand my voice, you can't stand what I'm saying. There's nothing you can really do about it, except not listen to it. This is just kind of a quality test. I didn't want to bring anybody else on here. Not that I really know anybody else who would be willing to go on here. You know, nobody knows who the hell I am. To probably introduce myself to. I'm just going to go by Absolute Deicide. That's where I go by most of the places I'm at, Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, Wii U, I guess. I mean, the usual places, pretty much any message board I'm ever on. I just keep the same name, Absolute Deicide, as long as I'm not banned, which does happen every now and then, which is kind of why I'm, doing this myself at this point, because nobody can ban me from my own site and my own podcast, so suck that. If you want to contact me, I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Twitter, not on Instagram, any of that bullshit. Just go to the site, gruntfreepress.com. You can email me, it's absolutedeicide@gruntfreepress.com. Again, anything you want, just, let me know, especially if you want to co-host this podcast. So let me know, just going to try to go for at least an hour here. And the reason I'm going to do that is because, you know, like I said, I do listen to a lot of podcasts myself, and anything, under an hour, I'm not too interested in. It's because I usually listen to them while I'm at work. So, you know, listen to a podcast, it's like 20 minutes or something. You're always reaching into your pocket, pulling out your phone, you know, dicking around. And it always seems like whenever you do that, it's always, well, you know, you could be busting your ass at work, you know, and you stop for a second, grab your phone, and it's right then that the boss always comes and looks at you like you're an asshole, you know, 7 hours in, you're busting your balls, and then, you know, they're around the corner and you're looking at your phone, switching podcasts. I'll try to keep it somewhat lengthy so you're not just listening to my sweet, sweet voice for at least an hour. And I'm just going to touch on that for a second. I know my voice is really terrible. I do say a lot. Have a tendency to stutter and mumble and clear my throat. You know, I know I have certain tics. It's probably really off-putting. I chain smoke, so you hear a lot of that's pretty much what it is. Gonna try not to edit as much as I can, just let it go. I might stop after the intro just to make sure everything came out all right and continue from there. But other than that, just let it go. That's what's going to happen. And you're stuck with me for an hour. And I'll pause right here and check the tape. The tape. So that seemed all right, except for the breathing. I know kind of sucked when I listened to it. try to do something about that and try not to breathe so much, I guess. I don't know exactly how to stop that. I'll try to control my breathing. I apologize. I'm sorry. All right. So anyway, I just wanted to do a little, what's the point of this? Like, why am I doing the podcast and the website and all that? There's, if you go to the website, again, the only thing I'll plug, I swear, is gruntfreepress.com. There's a little mission statement there if you want to get into the real detail of why I'm doing this. Just to sum it up, just I'm really sick of the mainstream gaming media and the press. You know, I've read and I've listened to enough podcasts. I want to drive down to where they're talking. It's, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know, they're always seems like they're either they're pandering to the audience or they're just trying to create some kind of controversy just to drive clicks, drive listeners or viewers or readers, whatever. And I'm just, you know, I'm just sick of it. It just doesn't seem like anybody can speak their mind, or if they do, it's just like nothing seems to line up with my interests or what I think about how I think of games or gaming or, you know, movies or whatever. I mean, it's not strictly going to be about games, I guess, but I mean, that's just pretty much what I do. It's my main hobby. I mean, it's what I'm passionate about, and I've been doing it for good, probably 20, no, maybe not 20, not 20, at this point, 25 years. Yeah, I am old. I have to forget about that. So yeah, you get those guys on one end, it's like the mainstream press trying to drum up controversy and interest and really, you know, or push an agenda or whatever. Then on the other end of that, you get, you know, the retro guys, you know, the guys who only, you know, talk about from games from their childhood, which is fine. I respect that. I think it's cool, you know, just to have like some kind of historical record of games back then when they were kids and listen to their nostalgia on everything. Again, I like that. But it also seems like they either, that they stopped gaming at a certain point for whatever reason, or if they do play newer games, all they do is they just bitch about it, about how they're not like the older games, you know. It's just kind of, they seem like they're kind of stuck in the past. And it just seems like they're, a lot of them just can't get a handle on how games play now. Anything past, like, you know, 8, 16-bit, whatever their childhood was, like, that was it. Like, that's their little bubble where they fit in. And anything beyond that, they can't get a handle on, whether it's, you know, they're bitching about controls, how controls are too complicated, or games are too easy, games are too hard, or they just, you know, there's missing just like a whole chunk of, you know, what's happened since the NES, the SNES, whatever, PlayStation, whatever. The other thing too is a lot of those guys, either they're, the collectors, they have, you know, every system you can possibly have, and they play the games, and that's fine. And then there's, guys who just, they play on emulators, and I mean, that's fine too. I think that's great. You know, games are available for just about anybody. You don't have to go out and spend the inflated prices for old hardware just to experience those games from back then. The other thing too about what that creates is, you know, you get the emulators, and they all come with, you know, save states and cheats and whatever. I mean, that's okay to a certain point, but you get these guys who, you know, they're playing the old games, and they'll just, you know, save state their way through it, and then they'll want to commentate on how the game is, how it holds up, and so on and so forth. And that's not really, it's pretty poor emulation, if you ask me. It's, you know, that's not not how the game was built. It's not how people experienced it back then. It's just somewhat of a purist, quote unquote purist, if you want to put it that way. I mean, if you're gonna talk about how Castlevania or something or Ninja Gaiden played, you know, the game itself, you really have to look at how it was when it was released and how it holds up, and just go from there. And the other part of that is kind of like, you know, the strategy, guys, is how it is now. It's, you get, if you want to talk about if you're talking about a game, and you have to look at a strategy guide, whether it's like a physical strategy guide, a game facts guide, or whatever. I mean, any kind of outside help, I think it's always like a detriment to the game. I think it's kind of poor game design. If you know, you talk about like NES hard and, you know, cryptic, you know, Simon's Quest type game design. I mean, when I'm playing a game or if I'm reviewing a game, so I mean, just what the game itself. You know what I mean? That's what you have to look at. I mean, that's just the way to do it. Any kind of like outside knowledge, if you got to go to a website or something, if you have to have like a table opened up in another window as you're playing a game and you're switching back and forth to find out what the hell you're doing, I mean, that's, like I said, that's not good. That's just not good design. That's just kind of random thought of the day. There'll probably be a few of those in there, just kind of ranting. So I get some notes I'm looking at. It's like 5 pages, and I have no idea what that means at this point. You know, it's the first time I'm doing this, so I don't know if that's a lot, if that's a little, and I'm also real terrible at taking notes. I either end up doing like too little. I have no idea what the hell I was trying to say. You know, I have stuff in my head I want to talk about, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this, but it's either too little, I have no idea what I was trying to get across, or I end up like writing a script, which is not good either, because, well, at that point, just make a blog, I guess. There's no point. Alright, I'll just head in now into what I'm playing or what I've played recently, which could go on forever, really, which is the great thing about doing a first episode of a podcast. I mean, I could just go back and start from square one, playing Bubble Ghost on the Apple 2GS if I really wanted to, and just go from there. But I'll try to keep it somewhat recent, I guess. It's been on a PC kick lately, and I mean, like I said, I had an Apple 2GS. I've had probably half a dozen computers in the day. I'm not like anti-PC or anything, but I'm usually consider myself more of a console gamer. But I did buy a gaming PC not too long ago. I mean, I don't know the specs off the top of my head. If you're one of those guys, I have no idea. I just play games on it. I mean, there's just really not much coming out right now for consoles. I mean, not until like, you know, August, September, obviously, but I mean, just particular, in particular, the summer's really sucked for anything really new coming out, besides Batman. I'll get to that later. That's really good, and The Witcher. But I've just been going through, my backlog on Steam. You know, it's just, I think it's just a lot of older, I'm going in alphabetical order too, which is kind of ridiculous, I know, but I do like a whole slew of different genres, different games, so, just makes as much sense as anything just to go alphabetically rather than, you know, pick and choose what you want, and you always end up having this crap that you're never gonna play. So I'm just kind of starting from A and going down. I'm on C now, which is, you know, I still have a long way to go. That's what, you know, the PC is really good for. I mean, it is nice just to have everything in one place, older games and, no, not really newer games, because newer games kind of, I don't know, they always seem to be buggier on the PC. I mean, I'm not even going to bring up the whole Batman thing. I mean, that's kind of a low-hanging fruit, so I'll leave that alone. But, I mean, just in general, it's just, seems to be, like, games that are, like, 2-3 years old at the newest, you know. I mean, they're great to play on the PC just because even if you did have them on the console before, if something you missed on the console, it's just nice to just have a. By that point, after 2 or 3 years, they're usually a lot cheaper than you're going to find anywhere else. You get better quality than the console, and all the bugs have been worked out. I mean, that's just kind of my general rule of thumb is I usually don't buy something new unless it's like exclusive and it's something like I'm really looking forward to on PC. I mean, maybe like, you know, when XCOM comes out or something, I'll get that just because I really like XCOM. But other than that, I'm not huge into, you know, I don't keep up on like the run out and buy the latest graphics card and upgrade every 6 months to keep my PC up to date so I can run shit in like 4K or whatever. I don't know. I don't have a 4K monitor, so that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not that big of a graphics whore. Don't really care. As long as the game's good, that's the bottom line of what I care about. And I'm also not big on like mods. Like I don't really give a shit. I mean, I think it's cool that people take the time to and have the skill to sit there and go through code and all that and, you know, make their own stuff and, you know, certain stuff works, that's fine. I mean, that's cool. Great for them. You know, people enjoy that. I have no problem with that. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm going through my backlog of games and I just have too many to even keep track of. And I'm not really interested in going through and, you know, looking at playing the same game that I've already played and making it a little bit different, you know, for whatever reason, making people fucking fly around the map or jerk each other off, whatever the fuck. I mean, I know there's like all different kinds of mods, but it's just not my thing. I'd rather just play like, you know, what, again, it's just kind of the purest thing. How was the game designed? Like, how was it meant to be played? How'd that work out, you know, and judge it from that, not... the game was alright, and people did this, and, you know, people put these mods in and made it a different game, or made it better, or made it worse, or fucking gave you a virus, or whatever, fixed the game, or didn't fix the game. If the game came out fucking broken, and they never put out a patch to fix it, I mean, that's on them, it still sucks. Fuck that game. Specifically, Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth, which I just tried to play on Steam, and game's been out since like 2000 and something and it's still fucked. I mean, it just fucking crashed every 2 seconds and trying to research it. And as a thing, I'm not a fucking researcher. I'm not like a tinkerer. I don't fuck around with my games. I just want to fucking play the goddamn game. And that's the end of it. But anyway, what I've been playing, recently, Chivalry, Medieval Warfare, just in pretty much online only game on the PC. It's just multiplayer. So I got first person, medieval warfare game, obviously. You know, you get, different classes. I'm not off the top of my head again. I have shitty notes. Bear with me here. You get like a knight, just a big heavy armored knight. You get an archer, just like a middle of the road guy, or there's like a faster guy, less than what I was just like, you know, four classes, different, you know, pros and cons to them. It's pretty brutal. I mean, you get a headshot with like a sword, or like an arrow or something. The guy's head goes flying off. It's kind of cool. It's goofy. I mean, I want to take it seriously, but I mean, it's decent for what it is. It's it's kind of slow. Kind of plotting. This is not really tight. The controls aren't tight. I mean, you're just kind of swinging a sword around. I mean, sure, there's some kind of strategy to it, but it's not like I want to put it up there with, like, you know, Counter-Strike or Halo or something like that. It's very throw a bunch of crap at the other guy and see who wins type of deal. But it's actually, I just wanted to talk about like PC multiplayer gaming, big gaming in general. I used to be big on that. I mean, I used to play, my big game was, my first one was Aliens versus Predator, not like the newer, the crappier ones, but I think it was Rebellion who made the first one. It was, I mean, I was hooked on that. That was my thing for like years. I loved that game. I was in a clan, did that whole deal. Played it like constantly. Like that was my life for like a year or two. We just played that. That's like all I played. But I mean, and that was a good experience. But for the most part, I've tried like other things. I tried getting into like Counter-Strike and stuff on the PC. It just always seems to be a fucking disaster whenever I try to play. Just, you know, like Counter-Strike, you get dedicated servers and you get the host and the mods, and it's just like, again, being on any kind of online environment where you give people power, and it's just, you do too good and they're gonna kick you. You do too bad, they're gonna kick you. As if, you know, they'll kick you because they want to get your friends in, and it's just a, like, that part of it fucking sucks, dude. I can't stand it. I'd rather have matchmaking, like, you know, Halo. Since, like, Halo 2, man, they got it fucking perfect. Just matchmake by skill and go from there. But, yeah. But from what I play, I'm still in the low ranks of Chivalry, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not, like, an expert. I don't really feel experienced enough to give a full opinion on that, but for right now, I really enjoy it. If you can find it cheap, just check it out for a couple hours or something. When I feel like I have a better grasp on it, I'll end up writing a review or something. But right now, pretty positive on that. The other one is Closure, which is this is just stuff that's been sitting in my backlog forever. I'm just going back to it. But I thought it was a survival horror game I was kind of looking for. I got something that was like a Japanese survival horror game, which I thought was Closure or something else. I think it was called Obscure for some reason. I think I got those two confused. So I just like installed it. I'm like, ah, cool, you know. I'm a big survival horror fan. I was looking forward to it. And nope, it's not what it is at all. Turns out it's a puzzle game. It's all in black and white. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh man, it's going to fucking suck. Not that I don't like puzzle games, but I just tried something similar. I think I got both of these from one of like the Humble Bundles or something. There's like a black and white deal. All black games in black and white or monochrome or whatever. The other one I tried before that, which again, the alphabetical order thing, was a game called The Bridge. That game fucking sucked my dick. It was fucking terrible. It felt like it was like an iPhone game. It felt like it was fucking pretty garbage. The puzzles were fucking shit, which kind of sucks in a puzzle game. It was just a fucking disaster. One of those games I wanted to get to the end of it. It's just like, yeah, this wasn't having fun. I ended up going to like YouTube, and even going through that, it's like you gotta go like step by step to figure out what the fuck you're doing. I mean, it's just fucking, the puzzles are a mess. Yeah, that game sucks. The Bridge, don't avoid that shit. Terrible. But Closure is pretty cool. You're pretty much picking up this, it seems like simple at first, you know, as most puzzle games do. You're picking up like an orb of light. It's all about like manipulating, you know, the whole screen's pretty much black, and you're manipulating the light. Just give me one second to make sure this is working. All right, I'm back. I apologize for that. I mean, like I said, I'm nervous just because I'm using all new shit. Just wanted to make sure that's recording. The program I'm using was just kind of like freezing up and shit. I wanted to make sure it wasn't fucking talking and not recording. So, yeah, I'm probably going to leave everything in at this point. It's like I said, you know, fuck it. Yeah, I was talking about closure. Yeah, so it's like the whole map will pretty much start out black, and there'll be orbs of light. You got to pick them up and carry them around, and just you're manipulating, you know, the light and the darkness, trying to like, you know, shine light on like platforms you got to jump on, and whole point just to get to like the end of the door. You know, the end of the level there'll be a door, and it gets, you know, more and more complicated as you go. It's actually really fun. I mean, I do like the art's pretty cool. It's just a real good game. I mean, you talk about the complete opposite of shitty puzzles. I mean, it's real smart. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, I'm just fucking sitting there. At some points, like, dude, I had no idea what the hell I'm doing. I'm just, but you figure it out and you feel smart when you do. I mean, that's a good puzzle game. I would, right now, again, you know, I don't like, casting judgment on stuff till I'm at the end, but so far I'm having a real good time playing that. Stream that and Chivalry is pretty much what I'm streaming right now at the moment, and stream is Absolute Deicide at Hitbox. I mean, I don't know, you just have to search. There's also a link in the Grunt Free Press website if you want to check there. I stopped doing Twitch a while ago for kind of just almost like a protest, because they weren't gonna let you stream Hatred. I mean, that's not like the greatest game in the world. Like, the review of that again, I keep plugging the fucking website, but it's gruntfreepress.com. Donate button on the bottom. Yeah, I mean, Hatred wasn't great, but I couldn't stand that they changed the whole policies, their streaming policies, as soon as that game was coming out. That pissed me off. I just, again, I'm not in this for fucking popularity, or I don't have no like high dreams of making money off of this. I just, you know, I'm so excited using Hitbox. That seems to be a pretty good service, and I'm not getting paid for that. So, the other one I played recently and did finish, so I feel good about talking about, was The Cat Lady, and that's, I'm just gonna say it right now, that's a really fucking cool game. I would, yeah, it's just kind of course, I didn't write any fucking notes here. I says, Cat Lady, I'll come to it, and I'll just start ranting and raving about it. But it's pretty much like a 2D survival horror game. It's almost, like, cardboard cutout looking, mostly black and white. I mean, there's some parts of color, but it's just yeah, it's almost like South Park, but real, like, gritty and grimy. It's got a cool look to it. You control it with, like, four buttons, which is kind of weird. It takes a little while to get used to it first. It's just, like, the arrow keys, left, right, up, and enter. And that's all you do the whole game. It's real simple to control. And, yeah, I mean, it's, you pretty much play a cat lady who's depressed. I mean, she kills herself at the beginning. I mean, it seems like a depressing game. I mean, it kind of is, but there's a lot of comedy to it too. This is more almost like social commentary. And I said in the review again on the website, if you want to go into probably better articulated than me just sitting there looking at a note that just says the cat lady. Yeah, I mean, it's real cool. I mean, just read the review if you're interested. Just definitely one of the better games I've played in a while. Just a player too. It's not just, I mean, I don't want to come off, you know, the games I'm listing here, I'm talking about what I played recently. I mean, I'm not an indie guy, you know. I'm not like champion of the indies and, you know, fuck AAA games or any of that. It's just, like I said, it's been my play schedule recently. Nothing's been out, and, just what's available, I guess. Speaking of that, I mean, just indies in general. I hate the fucking term, you know. It's like black and white. It's, you know, people love indies. They hate indies. It's not that. I mean, it's not like a genre of games and something's indie. It's just, I don't even know. I mean, it's kind of a blurry line about what's indie and what's not to begin with. Just kind of, is there a big publisher or is there not? And even if there is a big publisher, some people still call it indie. I mean, I remember playing White Knight. There's some other weird, I'm not going to get into it, but it was like published by like Activision, but still considered like an indie game. It's pretty much AAA, you know, $1 billion game, and then everything else, people just call it indie. It's just fucking a dumb distinction to make, but I'm not either way. I'm not, you know, all indies are great or all triple A's are bad or the other way around. I'm not about that at all. Just food for thought. Speaking of that, I'm not playing it right now. It's downloading, or it was downloading. It probably is downloaded now, and as soon as this is done and over with and I fuck around with it, I'm probably going to go play Journey for PS4, which, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it might be okay. I'm not saying either. I haven't never played it. It's going to be my first time going through, but I'm a little skeptical about it. And going back to like the indie thing, it's not, it seems like that real like pretentious, you know, people say like, oh, the game fucking changed my life, it changed how I look at games, and it's just fucking, just shut the fuck up about that shit. I mean, it's a fucking video game. I mean, it can be emotional, it can be, you know, artsy, like whatever, you can make a statement, but it's just something I don't like about people like overselling shit, you know. It's just imagine like when I was a little kid and I'd go see a movie, and every movie you see is like the fucking best thing you ever saw. It's fucking, you know, you'll never look at anything the same way again. Just, you know, be fucking mature about shit. Just fucking play the game and just talk about it on its own merits. You know, gotta, not everything has to be fucking life changing. You know, it's not like fucking, it doesn't affect your life. It's just a fucking piece of interaction. Interactable fucking, I don't know, art, even if it's interactive art, like whatever, you know, be good for us, you know, be entertaining, something. Don't go that. The other thing too is why I'm skeptical about it is just, you know, is those PlayStation exclusives just fucking kill me. I don't know. I never had a PS3 before. I had a, you know, I had a 360 last generation, but it doesn't really matter now because at this point, this remastering all the PS3 games anyway, so I didn't really miss out anything, I guess. But there's just something about, like, you know, just the whole group, and there seems to be, it's just like the majority of like gamers now, they're all the vocal ones anyway, they're all fucking PlayStation fans, you know. Which is, I mean, whatever, dude, you like your system, that's fine. But it's just like, you know, the exclusives, man, they're getting fucking like over something like, you know, like I said, net of PS3s, people, oh, The Last of Us, it's fucking the best goddamn game I've played. It's fucking, you know, life-changing fucking experience. And so I played the PS4 port, one of the first games I got. Well, maybe not the first, one of the earlier games I got for the PS4. Just, you know, so it was like, oh, great, you know, just go into it with an open mind. Like, I wasn't really expecting that, but I'm like, ah, oh, you know, at least it'll be really good. You know, I'm a survival horror guy, zombies, all that shit. So, I mean, just post-apocalyptic games and fiction in general. Well, this is right up my alley. The Last of Us, you know, played it and it's okay. And it's an alright game. I mean, I don't understand it all with fucking the perfect tens and game of the generation talk. I mean, fucking game of the last generation was fucking Red Dead Redemption. There's no question in that. But I mean, I just don't get it. It's just the point. It's just like a meme. It's just fucking, you know, The Last of Us, the, you know, fucking the greatest thing since fucking sliced bread. And, you know, you hope people are fucking kidding about that shit. But, you know, there's so many of them. It's just fucking like a virus, you know. You say one thing and people just latch onto it and it just becomes like, it just kind of worries me. That just becomes fact. I'm not going to get like too into it. It's just fucking, yeah, I thought it was like, the story was all right. I just thought it's okay. It's fine. It's a good game, but I mean, to elevate it above that, it just kind of seems like disingenuous. And the fucking gameplay is pretty much, you've done a million times before. There's nothing groundbreaking. It's not like, not even like polished. It's like that Naughty Dog, like over animated fucking shit. It's just fucking GTA type deal where it's fucking, you run and you fucking stop and your guy takes like two more steps and he fucking like stumbles down a fucking hill and, it's fucking almost like ridiculous. Like the last was just kind of the same thing. Just didn't feel very tight. Like you didn't really have complete control over what you were doing. It wasn't like a Gears of War or something. It wasn't like fucking, fine tuned, like that. I just felt like, the story was there just to drive the gameplay too, which is a whole other discussion. I'll leave it at that. But I mean, like other, some things just fucking in general, it seems like, PlayStation exclusives, they get like elevated to fucking like this, like monumental fucking up on a pedestal status. I just don't get, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I never had a PS3, so it's like, I grab what I can that people have said were fucking, perfect tens or fucking masterpieces from the PS3 days, like fucking, like Flower, dude. That game was a fucking complete disaster. I mean, you can look at like 2 seconds of a video and it's just like, I kind of think like, maybe I'm missing something. So I go out and I try stuff for myself and I spend my money and I fucking spend my time. And it's just fucking like, people say it's great. So maybe I'm missing something. And then I end up fucking playing it and just fucking, just a waste of time. Like Flower or fucking Killzone, man. The fucking game is a complete fucking disaster. I mean, like, the only thing so far in the PS4 I've liked has been Bloodborne. And even that's like, I mean, you figure like, Dark Souls fans obviously like it. I'm a huge Dark Souls fan. I love the first game. Thought the second one was all right. I mean, it was fine. But, I mean, Bloodborne, I thought was just like a huge step down. And it's just, you figure it's just oversimplistic. And they cut out a lot. It's like Dark Souls, like, pretty much a lot of the stuff that made that game good is just cut out. And it's just kind of down to like an action game with, a couple options for combat. And it's been a while since I played, so I'm not going to go too into it. And that's the other thing, too. It took me like a week to beat it, if that. I mean, that's fucking, like, ridiculous for a Souls game that I could beat it in a week, Just, it's not enough there to keep me going. That alone just, makes it a step down from the other games. But, I mean, you'd figure, like, other, like, Souls fans would be like, it's not great, but you don't really hear that. You just hear everyone just ranting and raving, Bloodborne, so good. I mean, it's good, but, I mean, is it worth going out and grabbing a PS4 for? And probably not. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. I think it was that good, and right now, it's really the only thing I can point to right now on the PS4 that I've been like, man, that's fucking really a good game. That's a good exclusive. I mean, that's it. I mean both that and the fucking Xbox have been pretty fucking weak all generation, but PS4 in particular has just been fucking trash. Like, everything's been fucking trash on there, man. Besides Bloodborne, which is, again, it's good, but not that good. I mean, Xbox One, I've had a little bit better experience on as far as games go. I mean, fucking both the Forza games are great. I mean, just having the Master Chief Collection fucking right there was really good too. Sunset Over, there's been good stuff on there. I try not to be a fanboy either way. I have fucking most of the systems. I mean, I get all of them right now. Currently, I get the Xbox One. I get the PS4. I even get a Wii U. I mean, whatever. There's been like one game on there too, which is like the launch game, fucking new Super Mario Brothers, whatever the fuck it was, the 2D one, the launch one. That was really good. And then everything after that's been pretty crappy. Bayonetta 2 was all right, surprisingly. I don't know why. I bought it for something to have in my Wii U. Fucking hated the first Bayonetta, but I thought that one was all right. Got old after about an hour. It was just repetitive, the same shit over and over again, but it was okay. I'm not gonna fault it. don't know what the fuck I was even talking about. Notes. But yeah, so I'm going to play Journey probably after I'm off of this. And yeah, it just sucks that I mean, that's what happens to you when you overhype shit. It's just fucking like, when you start doing that, once you start overselling something, then somebody, actually experiences it for themselves, and they see that it's not all it's hyped up to be. I mean, it just kind of does a disservice. It's just, now I'm going into Journey, not like, it's not like everyone, it's not like the other PlayStation exclusives. Everyone's like, oh, it's pretty good. And everyone's saying, oh, it's fucking great. And Journey might be fucking great, but now I'm going into it like, oh, well, they said that about everything else, and so what does that mean, So, I mean, other than that, just in general, just fucking the past few weeks or month or whatever, I did the Batman Arkham Knight thing, played that, and it was fucking really good. And that's a fucking good game. I mean, Asylum, I think, is the classic in that trilogy. I know there's like a fourth one I never played, Origins or something. Wasn't interested in that, but I played City, I didn't really like too much. Asylum was fucking amazing. So again, it's one of like the hype thing, you know what I mean? Asylum, I thought, was a fucking almost a masterpiece. It's really, really good and fucking Metroidvania game anyway. Then they went to the open world with City, and it was just wasn't the same, and it just wasn't a great open world game, and it wasn't a great, Arkham Asylum game, the Metroidvania type thing. So it was just kind of, I was lukewarm on that. But, Arkham Knight is fucking really good. I actually ended up 100%ing it, which I don't usually do, especially in open world games, and that's kind of, this one's kind of notorious for having a lot of collectibles and, Riddler puzzles and all that, but I ended up going on, it's like 250 something fucking Riddler puzzles. It's fucking ridiculous. Did most of them on my own, and then I get to a point where it's like, some of this shit doesn't make any sense. I don't really understand what the hell they're even asking me to do. Especially the ones you gotta like open up like first person view, and like they give you like a real vague clue about what you're supposed to be looking at. You're supposed to snap a picture or something, and it's just like, some of it's like, dude, I don't really get what you're asking me for. And I ended up going on just to get that other ending, the real ending. I ended up doing that. Like I said, it's kind of a design flaw, so yeah, I just take some points off of it for that. But overall, it's good. I mean, I really like the Batmobile. I know people have been bitching about that. It's just, I don't understand the bitching for that. I mean, fucking Batman, you're supposed to have a fucking Batmobile. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, it just didn't make sense in Asylum, is here in this little area. You know, I mean, I'm not going to throw a Batmobile in there, but in like City, like whatever. It's just like flying around is fine. I think the fucking people should be complaining about is the goddamn grappling. That's kind of a pain in the ass. Works all right for the most part, but a lot of times it'll be grappling up to something, and he ends up getting to the top point where he's supposed to be, launching up, and he ends up turning around the other way or just going somewhere you're not supposed to. It was just, a lot of that I thought was kind of janky. I don't know why people complain about that, or don't complain about that. They, complain about the Batmobile, which I thought was fine. I mean, thing controls like a tank with fucking rockets on the fucking back of it. I mean, it's kind of pretty fucking cool, and it changed it into the actual tank, and that ends up, almost like first person. It's like first person controls almost, and people bitch about that. It's just certain people, I think, only play certain games, you know what I mean? I mean, I think there's like probably real big Batman fans, that's probably the only type of that game they play, so they're kind of like stuck, and they feel like they mastered the systems or whatever, and they add something new in, and they just fuck, they're not gonna like it. But I thought it was really fun. That the only thing I didn't like my major points I didn't like about that game were Joker and the Riddler, the voices. It was cool that, I was like, oh, the Joker's in there, that's kind of cool. And there's way too much fucking Joker. I mean, there's too much fucking Joker in that goddamn game. Like, you can't fucking take two steps without running into him. He's fucking always there, always there. And he never shuts the fuck up. And then you get to the end of the game, it's like, oh, finally, you know what I mean? Fucking, I can have some peace and quiet and dick around. And then the fucking Riddler starts chiming in. He doesn't shut the fuck. It's just constant fucking bombardment of people fucking yelling in your ear. It's obnoxious. But yeah, it's the only like real down point I can think of for that game. It's really good. I don't understand fucking people bitching about that. It's a fucking fantastic game. I don't know if the PC's fucking version's broken. Back what I said earlier, don't buy fucking new PC games, period. If they're on consoles, I mean, just don't. It's fucking mess waiting to happen one way or another. And the other big one, Witcher 3. I mean, it's a great fucking game. It's not breaking new ground here. It's fucking really good. I like 2 a little bit better, I think. And I still haven't played the first one. It's fucking on the bottom of my list of shit to play. I mean, I've heard mixed things about it, but I really like 2. That was kind of like mini, like, open worlds, almost like Dragon Age Inquisition. Just kind of like little sections you could dick around in, instead of like, I mean, 3 is not really a complete open world either, but I mean, it's bigger fucking sections, 3 giant sections anyway. But, I mean, it's a really fucking fantastic game. I mean, the other thing people are bitching about that is the, how Geralt, I don't know, whatever, how he plays, you know, you get people bitching about that, and it's just, it is kind of like over, like, again, like the little tirade I went on before about the shit being over-animated. I mean, that's the problem. It's just, it's focusing more on animation than control. And, you know, that is a problem, but just the element of it's an RPG, so, I mean, you gotta get better stats, you know. It does more damage. You get better spells to deal with shit. You can slow shit down and all that. I mean, there's ways to deal with it, so it's really not that big of an issue. Then you hear people complaining about that, and the people complaining about how that controls seem to be the same ones that'll, you know, jacking off over fucking GTA and fucking Uncharted and how great those games are. I mean, it's a problem, but it's the same problem, you know what I mean? And it's just those games get a pass for some reason, and they're kind of latching on fucking on The Witcher. Oh, that controls like shit, according to them, but, you know, GTA is fine and fucking Uncharted is fine. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't get that. It's a fucking great game. It's really fucking long, but if you want to do, I haven't even fucking turned it on since I beat it a couple weeks ago, but it's fucking, I guess they added more shit to it, but it is fucking, that is a big fucking game, and I fucking loved pretty much every second of it. I mean, towards the end, I mean, it's well written. You know, the side quests are really, really fun to do, but it's even, no matter how well written they are, it's still kind of like fetch questy type shit. But yeah, that's fucking great, fantastic. And the other one I did is fucking an older game. It's another one of these back to shit being overhyped, was Planescape Torment, which is an old D&D game. You know, it's from the Infinity Engine. It's kind of the same thing as the old Baldur's Gates, Icewind Dale, all that. I ended up getting like a whole pack of them on GOG, like the entire Dungeons and Dragons fucking series of games. I wanted to play that one first, just because it's you know, you hear so much. It's like meme fucking territory, where it's, you know, it's one of the best games and so unique. And so I decided to throw that in. I went through the whole game. It's okay. I mean, it's weird. It's a fucking weird ass game for a couple viewpoints. It's it kind of looks like shit. I mean, I'll say that. I mean, not even. I mean, I played Fallout 1 recently, and that's not like a great looking game, but at least it's clean. You know what I mean? It's pixelated and it's dated, but you know who you are, and you can see the environment. You know what you're doing, but this is like an odd art style to it, where it just kind of looks like this. You look at the screen, it's like, what the fuck am I looking at to begin with? Like, I don't know where to start. It just looks like a giant fucking mess. part of that's like, you know, the Planescape world supposed to look kind of messy and whatever. I mean, it's just supposed to look like otherworldly, which is, yeah, I get that, but it's trying to play the game. It's just what the fuck am I looking at half the time? And the other thing is like, you know, I heard people, oh, you know, it's just, oh, it's all dialogue. It's almost like a book, which I'm used to. I mean, like, again, like Fallout, like a lot of that's dialogue too. It's, you know, old PC, RPG is real text heavy. There's a lot of reading you gotta do. I was prepared for that, but I mean, like, it's, this is like literally like, I'd play, you know, a couple hours a day, two to like 4 hours a day. And a lot of times I was just, you know, like, what am I doing? I'm sitting here for 2 hours. I've been clicking through, like, you know, dialogue options for like 4 hours. And I haven't really done anything. I've moved to like two steps and talked to somebody else and listened to them. Then, you know, then I'm done for the day. And that's just kind of ridiculous. At least Fallout is kind of like this great thing where it's like, you know, you're talking, it's dialogue. Then you get like at least like these quick bursts of like, you know, just quick violence. You know what I mean? There's Planescape kind of tried to do that, but not quite. Like half the game's dialogue, then I get to a certain point. I think I fucked up, I think, to like, I don't know. Those games are so easy to break. They're so big, and, you know, they're kind of like buggy and not designed. You know, you can't really design that like perfectly, something like that. But at one point, I just like went down these basement stairs, and I get like trapped down in this basement. It's kind of like funneled to like the end of the game, and I missed a shit ton of stuff. But, I mean, I still managed to work my way through it, and it was tough, but I ended up doing it. But, yeah, I ended up missing a bunch of shit. I was just fucking, ended up being a mess at the end, and the whole, like, end of that was, like, almost no dialogue. It was just all combat. And the combat in that fucking, you know, even people who like the game will tell you it's pretty fucking shitty. That old, like, Baldur's Gate, press pause to, you know, real-time turn-based hybrid, and you're controlling like five different people. It's a mess. I just thought it was funny. I ended up at the end of that, you know, it's kind of like this dialogue heavy, like character rich game. And I got to the end, and I just ended up punching the last boss in the face a bunch of times till it died. So I thought it was pretty funny. That was funny. But yeah, it's just, it's all right. I honestly wouldn't recommend playing that, to be honest. I know people like really love that game, but there's a lot of problems there. And I mean, that's all I'm really into at the moment. I mean, trying to like look forward to games that I'm, you know, like really close to coming out. There's not, I mean, the next one that's new that's coming out is Until Dawn, which looks like shit. I mean, to be honest, it looks like it's gonna be a garbage game. I love such like a horror movie and horror fan nut in general. I just can't say no to that. I gotta check it out, but it looks pretty bad. Especially the gameplay, it just looks like quick time event. It's fucking trash. It looks fucking stupid. But I'm gonna probably end up playing it anyway. So I'll let you know about that when it comes out. That's that. It comes out like the end of next month, which is not good as far as releases go that I'm looking forward to. There's really nothing coming out, so I'm just going to keep chipping away at the old backlog. But the other thing I want to talk about, the big topic of discussion, I guess, the past month or so, probably me talking about it, is probably the reason I've gotten banned a couple places recently, is Shenmue 3 Kickstarter, which, yeah, they got Shenmue 3. People have been waiting for that for, what, I think it's like 14 years or something. It finally gets announced, which is, you know, great. It gets announced at Sony's press conference, which is fine, you know. Their E3 press conference, you know, this is like old news at this point. It was like over a month ago, I know. It's fucking shitty, but still, Kickstarter ended like a week ago or something, so it's not that out of line, I guess. But yeah, I have no problem, you know. Yeah, I don't even care that's a PlayStation exclusive. Like I said, I have a PS4. Don't let me come off as being like anti-Sony or anti-anybody, you know. I just play fucking games. But just the the practices here seem really fucking shitty. Just, Sony's publishing the game. They're producing it. They're saying they're partners with it. They're funding. They're third party partners or whatever. You know, they've said pretty much straight up said they're funding the game. I mean, they're saying that they're throwing their money in. They're putting everything they can behind it, which is fine if they're straight up about that. You know, just come out and say it. But why they needed a Kickstarter for it, I have no. Well, I mean, they say they want to see what the interest was or whatever. But, I mean, it's just, I mean, even that's all right. It's pretty much like a pre-order program. Fine, whatever. It's just certain people just can't wrap their head. They're treating this like it's like some small, like, unknown studio making a new, completely new game that had no chance of being made, you know. And it's just, that's not the case. I mean, they've always had, Shenmue's always had, like, a fan base. Again, it's a fucking, like, internet, like, echo chamber type, you know. You have, like, these nutty fucking Shenmue fans. I've seen them around for, you know, 14 years since the last game came out, even before that. They'll convince you it's the greatest thing on earth, which is, that's the thing, that's fine. Whatever. But it's just people can't, like, wrap their head around that, you know. Sony's, the reason it's an exclusive is Sony's throwing money at them to keep it exclusive. They're funding the game. They said they're publishing it on PlayStation 4. They're going to get most of the profits from the PlayStation 4. And, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a fucking, you don't need inside knowledge to see what that means. I mean, they're giving the money, WiseNet or YeastNet, whatever Yu Suzuki's company is that made the game. I mean, they're giving them money to keep it that way. I mean, they're funding the goddamn game. I mean, that's like the bottom line of it. But, you know, I've gotten to heated discussions online, you know, and people is like, dude, like, Sony's funding it, you know. They're taking, I mean, they've said over and over again that they're funding it. And then, oh, you know, where's your proof of that? And I'll show them articles that says they're publishing, they're producing, you know. They say they're funding the game. And then people will take those same articles and post them again and say, oh no, it doesn't say they're funding here. It's just, I don't know how you can even come to that conclusion. Like, you don't, the only way you can do that is if you don't know what producing or funding means. I mean, they're giving them money. Oh, they're at least doing marketing and advertising, but they're also funding the, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, I mean, Sony doubled back after the Kickstarter slowed down. You know, they got like a couple million, like the first like few hours or something, then it just kind of died from there till the end and picked up a little bit. But, you know, a lot of people are pointing to, oh, it's just false information people are spreading about Sony funding it. I mean, they are. There's no way you can look at that and say they're not. It just seems like they backed up from it and, you know, kind of rewarded, their stance in it. It's almost like they went back to like their marketing department or the PR department and found a way to word it to make it sound like they're not funding the game. But I mean, nobody's going to know the complete details, you know. Even, Yu Suzuki, he said that it's not polite to talk about the business deals, you know. I mean, that's pretty standard. There's nothing overly shady about that, but, you know, you can't say either way. If you're going to say like, oh, well, you can't point to like how the business deal is that they're funding this, and turn that around, it's the same thing. You can't say that they're not, but everything's pointing that they are. I mean, fucking Shenmue fans are fucking weird. I mean, to be honest with you, I could care less about that fucking game. I played this a little bit of the first one. I had the second one for the original Xbox, and I played it for a while. It's boring. I think it's a boring series. It's, you know, it's like a life simulator type game. Not really what I'm into. If people do, if that's the thing, that's great. I mean, I don't care. I just don't like the way it's coming about how it's getting funded. It's just a real, real shitty precedent of how to fund games. You're just taking all the risk off the publishers and just putting it onto people, you know. It's just kind of almost like holding them hostage. Like, you know, oh, you want to see this game made, you know, go to the Kickstarter and fucking give us money, because if not, it's not going to get made. You know, you're almost like looking for impulse buys. You're fucking guilt tripping people. It's not good for, just when you got, you know, big publishers or major, you know, fucking platform holders funding them already. It's just, it seems really shitty to do to people. There's people say, oh, it's a special case or something. Like, it's not gonna happen in the future. Like, if it works, of course people are gonna, other publishers, and you know, they're gonna latch onto it and just use it as an excuse to not just fund games. Like, it's gonna put it all on you. I mean, pre-ordering's bad enough. You're pre-ordering a game that you have no idea if it's broken or the servers are gonna work or whatever. Now you give money to just like an idea. So you have no idea how that's going to come out. You know, you don't have to necessarily wait for, if it's something you were going to buy anyway. I mean, at least you can look at like a 2-minute video and see how it turned out before you decide if you want to buy it or not. But this is just, this is beyond fucking stupid. I think just turn into Kickstarter for, you know, the third game in a series that you know that people would want anyway, you know, even if it turned out shit. I'd rather have I don't give a shit about the game, but something that's going to come out, I'd rather have a shitty fucking version of it that someone just, you know, whatever, just like a fucking real shitty fucking, you know, low budget title of something I wanted. If just, you know, work with what you got and make it work rather than fucking ask me to spend money to, you know, fund something that's not going to come out in 3 years. It's fucking retarded. And you say, oh, it's not going to happen. And it's fucking, today I looked at my email and there's an email from Square Enix, and it's some game saying, you know, announcing some game called EXO that they're publishing, I guess. So on Kickstarter, you know? So it's just like, so it looks like some indie game that they could have just fucking published themselves again. And yeah, it's not like a fucking AAA game or anything. It's just some fucking shitty little indie game. Like, quotes around indie. They're asking for crowdfunding for it. I don't know if it's already fucking crowdfunded or what. I mean, all you do when you're pretty much just doing a producer job for them, I mean, they're taking like pretty much zero risk or as little risk as they possibly can, and they're getting all the profit from you. You know, you're pretty much just giving them money straight up for nothing. Yeah, people say you're getting the game. I mean, you are, but you probably would have got the game anyway. Don't let them fucking fool you. You know, if they knew it was gonna make money, they'd fund it anyway. I'm fucking iffy on kick. The only Kickstarter I've ever backed was for Cheetahmen 2, the reproduction of that on an NES cart, which is fucking really stupid. Yeah, it was fucking stupid game. It's terrible, but whatever. I mean, that was fucking almost a joke. I mean, it's kind of my fault, I guess, for being a fucking ironic, cynical asshole and fucking doing something like that. I guess I'm just adding to the problem, but whatever. I get my Cheetahmen 2, I guess. If people care as much about Shenmue 2 as I care about Cheetahmen 2, I guess, is good for them. But just as a general point, I think Kickstarter is a piece of shit. I mean, it's fine for fucking, like, you know, I mean, obviously fucking developers, they have an idea and they're fucking poor and they really need money, and that's great. I mean, I think that's what the spirit of fucking that whole crowdfunding system's for. But it's fucking, you know, big publishers taking advantage of it, or fucking established developers have been doing this for years, and I'm sure they have contacts in the industry, and they know people who could give them funding, or they could go to a company and get investors, like real investors, and they're just fucking turning to us to fit the bill. It's fucking garbage. It was what it is. It's just fucking, I hate that shit. I'm really missing more than ever, like, those B-tier games that came out. Not around anymore. They've kind of been eaten up by, everything's either like AAA billion-dollar fucking games, or it's just fucking like little indie. I miss, like, the, you know, Red Faction Guerrilla, one of my favorite games of last gen. Fucking, you know, like Kane Lynch 2, or, you know, just fucking like shit like that. Just, you know, not, And not fucking like big games, but just B tier, shitty off brand games. You know, most of them are fucking shit too, but some of those are the best, you know, just because fucking people don't really care about them that much. And then when they're making them, there's certain magic happens. And I miss that shit. That shit's gone now. That sucks. I'll stop right there before I shoot myself in the fucking face. Going to some movie news, I guess. Turn the tide here. Just real quick, Mad Max Fury Road is fucking amazing. It's fucking just a great movie. Just not much else to say about it. Go see it if you haven't. I mean, I don't know if it's even playing. Just see it however you can. Or wait till it comes out on demand or fucking Blu-ray or whatever. That fucking movie just blew my mind. It's fucking all I've seen all summer long. I saw that twice. It's just everything else. It's like, kind of like debating whether or not to go see like Avengers or Jurassic World or even like Ant-Man looked all right. And just, I don't know, just fucking after seeing Mad Max, it's like nothing's going to top that. So why even bother type of deal, you know? It's just fucking everything else is going to be below that one way or another. Again, I thought it was fucking fantastic. I don't understand, you know, for the most part, like critically, got ridiculously good reviews, which I actually agree with for once. I don't understand, it's got some backlash of people fucking bitching about it for whatever, saying it's not about Max or, you know, it's all about Furiosa. It's all like a pro-feminist fucking movie. Like, whatever, dude, don't be a fucking faggot about that. I mean, just fucking see the goddamn movie and judge for it. And people did see the movie and still thought that way. I don't know, check your fucking eyes or your head or something, because it's fucking just, it's good. And I don't care who fucking stars in it, who it's about. It's fucking just a fantastic fucking movie. That's the movie news. That's all I've watched in the past like few months. I got some shit lying around. Obviously, fucking I always do. I meant to watch, but yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Go right into TV news, which is, again, not much there. I've been trying to watch Rick and Morty, which is an animated show. I think it's on, like, Cartoon Network or something. I don't even know. But it's all right. I've been watching it online. It's all right. At first, I was kind of, like, sketchy about it. Kind of seemed like a Family Guy. Like, no bite to it. And, thought the art style was pretty shitty. I don't know. Something about like certain like point, a lot of like Adult Swim or whatever. A lot of like the animation, like, you know, fucking American or Western animation is switched. Like, I remember getting like these fucking like Nickelodeon magazines or some shit or like in the mail, dude. I was fucking like really young. It was just fucking certain art style. It's just like simple and they fucking draw like, I don't know, whatever. Just fucking just certain like modern cartoon art style is like real shitty, but it's supposed to be shitty. It's fucking just, I don't know, rubs me raw. The main thing I don't like about Rick and Morty, dude, is fucking the eyes on people, like the pupils. It's not they're pupils. They're not completely round. They're like asterisks or something. It's fucking weird. I don't know what it is. It's fucking otherwise. It's pretty like standard. It's not like offensive looking or anything, but just their eyes, dude. Wicked off-putting. Just looking at eyes of somebody, it's like a fucking, like, squiggly fucking lines and asterisks and shit. It's fucking odd. That pissed me off. Like, the first few, I'm like, I don't know if I can even fucking watch this shit anymore. It's fucking, it was bothering me that much, but I don't know. I stuck with it. I got used to it eventually. The main highlight is fucking Dan Harmon does the voice of Rick. I think I don't even know fucking which one's which, but pretty sure the old scientist dude is Rick. And, it's the best part of it. If you're going to watch it, I'd say, watch, episode 8 of the first season. It's called Rick's D Minutes, and it's just them watching like TV. It's just like random crap of them watching TV shows and making shit up. And there's a big section of it where Dan Harmon is just rambling and random fucking garbage. You know, it's just a joke just to get, you know, see how the animators make it work, and it's just fucking him just rambling off random shit, and it's fucking really funny. You watch that. If you don't know who Dan Harmon is, the main writer, I think, of Community, which I've tried to watch, and I thought it was pretty shitty. I watched like 2 episodes of it, and I thought it was pretty trash, not funny, so I stopped watching it and forgot about it. Then I somehow stumbled onto this podcast called Harmontown, which I gotta say that's like my top one. You gotta listen to that shit. Really funny. It's a quick site plug again, cruntfreepress.com. There's a tab called Ear Shit where you found this. So if you've listened to this, you probably know where that is. But there's a list of podcasts that I listen to personally. Top one's Harmontown. I mean, you just fucking listen to it. Just take my word for it. It's fucking hysterical. Yeah, I mean, for right now, that's the only place this podcast is going to be, is right on my site page. I have no idea how to get onto iTunes. I might try to look into that afterwards, but I get a feeling it'll probably be a fucking mess and have all sorts of restrictions and all that shit. So, just for now, we'll see how it goes. We'll see other means too. Just get onto I use Podcast Addict on my on my Android phone, but we'll see. So real quick, we'll go into anime news. I'm looking right now. I'm probably like an hour right now, but keep going. See what happens. I don't know. We'll see. Anime news. Yeah, it's still fucking really dumb. Fucking anime is fucking garbage. I tried watching this show called Kill la Kill. And yeah, I guess there's a game or something coming out about it. I heard it from, you know, a couple podcasts brought it up. I don't know exactly what like the buzz was around that, but it's just I hadn't watched anime in forever, so it's because it's fucking dumb. And I thought like, yeah, whatever, it's just something kind of random. It might be relevant soon if there's a game or something coming out. So I'll give it a shot, and hey, lo and behold, it's all fucking really dumb. I watched like 10 minutes of it, and it's just fucking, I can't do it. Just stop it. Fucking insufferable. Terrible. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know what it is. It's just fucking obnoxious, and it's fucking just real dumb, over the top, like beyond like slapstick, like just fucking dumb garbage I can't fucking stand. But it's just, you know, I did like, you know, I thought, one of those things, like, I thought I liked anime when I was real young. I remember watching, like Ninja Scroll. Like, I love Ninja Scroll. Just because, you know, I think it's like, when you're a kid, the first couple ones you see is like, oh, it's cartoon violence. You're not used to seeing that. And it's kind of, it's new, so you kind of gravitate to it. It's like, oh, it's cartoon blood. It's fucking great. Cartoon violence, whatever, cartoon sex, fucking wow, amazing. But after you watch a couple of them, you kind of realize that, you know, they're all kind of the same. They're all pretty fucking stupid, you know, and they're make no sense. And I don't understand how somebody can be like a grown adult and still enjoy that. I mean, fucking, I think a lot of them are for like Japanese kids, you know, and they come over here and they're not translated like shit. And they make no sense, and people see that as like, you know, oh, I just, you know, it must be over my head or some like real deep meaning to this. But in reality, just, you can't really translate a lot of the shit. You can, or it's done poorly, and just fucking, I don't know, just leave it at that. I mean, stop trying to look for something that's not there, I guess. I mean, maybe I don't get it, but like I said, I doubt it. I've given enough chances that it's fucking shit. But I still like, you know, I liked Ninja Scrolls. Ninja Scroll was really good. I watched that a lot when I was a kid. Vampire Hunter D, I liked. I just think it's like, you know, your first exposure to it's the, you know, you'll like that. You know, you'll like that the first couple times you see it. And some are better than others, I'm sure. Those are kind of like classic ones, you know, so maybe there's something to that. But I've tried watching a couple of them. I watched like a full one over a friend's house like recently, and it's just fucking like, you know, he's like, oh, it's really good, you should watch it. It's just fucking, you know, anime sucks. Let's fucking leave it at that. not really talk about it anymore. It's like Metal Gear. It's like the Metal Gear of animated things. It's fucking stupid. It makes no sense. And you should feel bad if you like it. This is fucking dumb. Yeah, I think that's... for the major shit, I mean, it's about all I get to talk about. Just I'll talk a little bit about how the website came together. Because it's fresh, you know, just put it together. Within like a few days, you're wondering why it's real overly shitty. Makes no sense, maybe. I don't know. But I mean, for the most part, what's there now is just you can kind of tell. Is I've just been pulling off old reviews from other places. You know, I get like a lot of the reviews on there are Steam reviews, which is easy. I was doing that anyway. Copy and pasted reviews from Steam, and I had a few old ones from like other websites. I went back. I was even debating like going like real deep and like pulling like forum posts from like, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And I started Googling that and I'm like, you know what? I don't really give a shit. I just fucking just let it be. I'll stick with the major shit that I wanted to keep. So this we get on the front page is just Steam reviews and just fucking, you know, a couple little additions I made. And then next tab is old shit. It's just random fucking, like, random, like, reviews that fucking have, like, no significance now, really, and should I, even for me, because I wrote them, like, 2-3 years ago. Like, the top on there is Risen 2, which I know, you know, that's the new hot shit everyone's talking about, you know, Risen 2. What do people think about that? I thought it was pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of hate for that. I think they're making a new, Piranha Bytes, I think, made that. I think they're putting out something new is coming, but I saw a lot of, like, news about that, and then comments like, oh, they made Risen, what a piece of shit. I thought it was good. You can read that review. And then other breaking news, the Mass Effect 3 ending's fucking shitty, because it's real, real topical, I know. Let's go read about that, because that hasn't been talked about to death or anything. And there's like an hour-long video of Condemned, which is just a YouTube video I put up a while ago, a little article beforehand. That's a fucking great game. I mean, I haven't watched the video in quite a while, but I know it's the same thing as listening to the podcast. You had to deal with my fucking shitty fucking voice for an hour. But I really do love that game. It's fucking great. That's the main thing you can get out of that. Watch the video if you want, but just fucking play that game because it's fucking fantastic. Other than that, where you found the podcast, the year shit, is fucking that tab is just going to be the podcast and just a list of the podcasts I listen to. Yep, that's that's probably it. The other one is archival shit, and that's I'll pretty much just take as I put new shit up. I, you know, where stuff goes to die, I'll just put it there just to keep an archive of it, and hence the title, archival shit. Right now, just to fill it out, it wasn't a blank page. There's two reviews on there for NES games, Contra and Platoon. Yeah, this is just, it's not like I did them new. It was just a copy and paste job. I just put them there just because. Somewhere to put them. And there's a few blogs on there too, which are fucking like really bottom of the barrel fucking shit that I did. The blog on the Cheetahmen 2 Kickstarter I talked about a while ago. If you want to hear, listen to what I thought about it when it was fresh, you know. Yeah, it's more about how I feel about Kickstarter in there, so, or how I did about 3 years ago anyway, which is probably not positive. Then there's a really shitty one about going to Rock and Shock in 2012. Just like a horror convention I used to go to every year. That actually made me real fucking sad. I guess really sad and depressed, and I even like just editing it and pasting it and all that just because pictures of Dave Brocky on there, who was the lead singer of Gwar, and I fucking love Gwar. I'm wearing a Gwar shirt right now. You know, if you didn't know, he died a couple of years ago. And I was just saying, it's just like the one band, it's the one thing I used to do, and actually go outside and do something, was go see Gwar. And you know, they're still going with like a new singer or something. I don't know. That might be all right. I might check it out at some point. But I mean, that was my thing every year. I look forward to doing that. And it was just really depressing, just seeing that pictures I took of him of Odorous. And yeah, it was sad. But the blog itself is a piece of shit. I don't know. And then there's another one about a joke little article, fake interview I wrote about. So this is about the time when the Xbox and the PS4 are about to come out. And fanboy bullshit was kind of at a high. You know, people, Xbox sucks, PS4 is fucking great, like whatever. And it's a lot of, you know, Wii U is fucking whatever. So I just thought it was funny. I just fucking made like a fake article about, what if Atari made a next-gen console and came back into it. And it's a fake interview with Nolan Bushnell. I reread it. I thought it was still pretty funny. And the main thing that fucking made me laugh is a video at the end. It's just fucking real dumb. And I edited it. It's fucking edited fucking two things together. It made me laugh still after I've watched it probably 100 times. It still made me laugh. So I'd recommend at least checking that out. It's fucking probably the highlight of that little shit show. And then there's a blog fucking when the Kinect was going to be in, you know, prominent with the Xbox One. It's kind of like defending that. Not so much defending that. Defending it is just kind of pointing out how fucking dumb people were, you know, the fucking like flipping out about being, you know, NSA surveillance and all that fucking conspiracy bullshit. Just thought it was fucking real dumb. They're just fucking using that to fucking badmouth fucking the Xbox, you know, and the Kinect and all that. Not that I'm not in love with the Kinect. I used to use it for like, I don't even use it for voice anymore, you know, barely, especially with fucking it's hot out. So I got the AC going, it barely fucking works for that. But yeah, it's pretty trash. You could probably fucking skip that. It's not relevant at all, but just there for the sake of being there. Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, said, looking forward to playing Journey afterwards. I'll let you know. Yeah, supposedly that's like a 2-hour game, so I should be able to hopefully play it and write something up quickly. Probably maybe even before this goes up. The podcast goes up, but we'll see. Keep playing Closure and Chivalry. Again, Chivalry's not a game that ends really, so just have to wait until I feel confident that I get like a handle on it, so I can give final impressions on that. But what I'm doing, and then you know, I'm always other things I'm looking. I always say I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking pop in Halo and play through that and whatever. I've thought about going through the whole series again from like Halo Wars on. Every game in the series before Halo 5 comes out, which I'm fucking super excited about. But I always say I'll pop it in and, you know, get back into that multiplayer, and I try it and I get distracted or whatever. But try to do that. I was going to be a perpetual thing that I always say is, oh, I'm going to get back into Halo. But and then if I ever get through Closure and Chivalry. Next on the Steam list right now anyway is Command HQ, which I think is like an old PC strategy game. Who knows how that's going to go. It looks real, you know, old and simple, but it could be fucking a complete mess. We'll see. And after that, Company of Heroes 2, which is I'm actually really looking forward to playing that. I've wanted to play that for a while. It's like a World War II RTS, I believe. Heard good things about it. Looking forward to that. And other than that, I mean, whatever. I have crap. I have a million games and not enough time the day to play them. Obviously, I'm fucking looking at NES games right now. It's like after Arkham Knight, I'd love to play the fucking NES Batman, which I have done recently, and fucking I've gotten further than I ever had, but I mean, that game is fucking hard as shit. I don't know if I could ever actually get through it, but fucking Batman's there, the first Castlevania, Ninja Gaiden, I don't know, it's fucking shit everywhere I could play. We'll see what happens. I always say I want to fucking play shit. I think I mentioned something about Kane and Lynch 2. I fucking wanted to play that again forever. I fucking love that game. Who knows? Oh, we'll see. Leave it at that. But, yeah, again, Absolute Deicide from Grunt Free Press. This has been episode 1. Please go to gruntfreepress.com and contact me, Absolute Deicide at Grunt Free Press. And... I'm out.